talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do or say to our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday, yesterday.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. It's going on right now at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. The Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival opened today at 10 o'clock. We've had great traffic, lots and lots of people coming through. And to talk to the almost 100 A-list local contractors, and why not? It's free admission, free parking today. The Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival is open whether we get any rain this weekend or not. All of the almost 100 vendor booths are set up underneath the stadium seating, and so everything is shaded. And protected from any rain that we might get this weekend. It's rain or shine at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. Show hours today go till 8 o'clock tonight, and then on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., and once again on Sunday, free admission, free parking here at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. In a couple minutes, we're going to be talking to some of the builders responsible for the 6 custom homes that are on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today, and that just kicked off at 1 o'clock. And so you have until 5 o'clock to walk through 6 custom-built homes here on Daniel Island. And these are private residences. They're opening up their doors to the public for one day only, just for these 4 hours between 1 and 5 o'clock today. And while the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, free admission, free parking, if you want to walk through those 6 custom-built homes, there is a ticket necessary for that. Tickets are only $30 to walk through 6 custom-built homes, and we still have a few tickets left. You can come to Volvo Car Stadium, to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. They're only $30 per person, so you can do the math and realize what a great bargain it is to walk through 6 custom-built homes. Some of these are really big houses, like over 5,000 square feet, too. But the main event is the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. We've got almost 100 local contractors, and they're all eager. They're all motivated to work with you. You know, this time of year, everybody has a project. You may not know exactly how to who to talk to get your project started. So come to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival today until 8 o'clock, and on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., free admission, free parking, and talk to these experts, and they will help you jumpstart your project. We've also got the Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival going on now until 5 o'clock, and it's kind of two festivals in one. We've got the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival and then the Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival. And as I mentioned before, the home show is free admission, free parking. If you would like to sample about 20 different local and regional craft beers, you do need a ticket for that. And tickets are $25, and you get to sample all these different beers. And they also have tacos and sliders that are grilled right in front of you, backyard style, on big green eggs. And there'll be guest chef demonstrations, and they'll be able to talk to you and share some of their tips and tricks about how to use big green eggs in your own backyard. We're also giving away a $20,000 backyard makeover that someone local will win this weekend. So, you know, I always use the analogy of the lottery. You know, they always say 1 in 36 million or whatever it is. Here, you know, we usually get about 3,000 people who come to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival on Daniel Island. And so you have about a 1 in 3,000 chance of winning a $20,000 backyard makeover. So the only place that you can register to win that makeover is here this weekend at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. Show hours today go until 8 p.m. today. And starting at 5 o'clock, we've got the Home Show Happy Hour. Once again, free admission, free parking, and if you'd like to drink beer or wine, we will sell you a $5 wristband for that later. And it's going to be a great weekend. We want everyone to come out to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. If you'd like more information, visit danielislandhomeshow.com, danielislandhomeshow.com. And joining us now is Melissa Wetzel with QEI Security and Technology, sponsor of the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, going on right now, just kicked off. How are you doing, Melissa?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thank you. We're excited to be here.
Good, good. Melissa, take a moment and tell everybody about QEI Security and Technology.
Sure. QEI Security and Technology is a local residential security system provider. We also provide a lot of home automation products and systems. We are the third largest South Carolina-based security company, so we're able to offer all the benefits of one of our larger national competitors, but we're still that local company with local service. We have offices throughout the state of South Carolina.
Very good. Well, QEI Security and Technology, you folks are very well known for helping homeowners with security. Can you also help businesses?
Absolutely. Our niche is really in smaller businesses and residential home security and automation systems, but we certainly are willing to talk with anyone.
Good deal. So you folks are very well known for security, but you can also help homeowners that are building a custom home. And all of the homes on today's home tour, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, are custom built. How can QEI help someone who is building a custom home?
Sure. There's a couple ways. So throughout the build, we provide wiring services. So if you're building a custom home, you are probably going to want a structured wiring package. And so that'll make sure that if you're streaming or you're working from home, that your network is reliable, your internet connection is stable. We can also do pre-wiring for audio and video needs as well. So that's throughout the build. It needs to be done throughout the build because it's much less expensive at that point than if you try to retrofit. Mm-hmm. But a lot of our services are at closing or after closing. So providing home automation systems, installing security systems, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. And you mentioned structured wiring. That is something very, very important. If someone is building a new home, even though they may not plan on having a lot of bells and whistles in their home, it's important to get that structured wiring in the walls when the house is open and you're just framing.
Absolutely. And, that's becoming a standard now, especially in a custom home. If you do not have a media distribution center, you should talk to your builder because that's really something that you want. We're seeing it become standard in nearly every new home that's built.
And having the structured wiring in the walls allows you infinite possibilities in terms of what you can add to your home later. And it's very, very inexpensive to run structured wiring in your house.
Absolutely. You know, you're adding structured wiring at the build is, you know, a couple $100 expense versus after trying to retrofit and fix your home network, we're looking at thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. With people streaming so much now, you really have to have hardwired internet. And in a home the size of a custom home, you really will need that internet in several different places. Otherwise, with wireless, you're looking at multiple routers, multiple networks. It can be a tough situation.
Right. And while you may not be interested in some of those bells and whistles, when you go to sell your house, to be able to point out that your house has structured wiring and they can upgrade to whatever they would like in that house is important, because the house down the street for sale might have the structured wiring, and then all of a sudden you're at a disadvantage.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, it's becoming standard, so it's definitely something you want to add.
What are some of the products and services that people are asking QEI security and technology for when building a custom home?
Home automation is certainly at the top of the list, and I think the greatest thing about home automation these days is that it's so affordable. So you can add lighting control for very, very little. We can add lights, locks, thermostat, garage door openers, whatever it is you'd like to tie in. And now it comes standard with a one-button touch. You can do multiple functions. So let's say when you come home, you want your garage door to close and your porch lights to come on at the same time. One button, we can do that. A lot of Daniel Island homeowners actually have their porch lights set so that at dusk they turn on and at dawn they turn off.
Very good. And what if someone was remodeling their house? Is it possible to retrofit some of these technology bells and whistles into an existing home?
Absolutely. It's very, very simple. All of our products are wireless, so they work. Most of our products work on a cellular signal, so it's very, very simple to add products at any point.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about QEI security and technology?
In addition to being at the home tour, we'll also be at the Daniel Island Home Show, so they can stop by our booth here. They can also contact us on our website at QEISecurity.com or at 1-844-734-7233.
All right, very good. Well, we have been talking with Melissa Wetzel with QEI Security and Technology. And thanks so much to QEI Security and Technology for sponsoring the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is going on right now here on Daniel Island. And we still have tickets on sale. We still have a few left over. And so if you would like to walk through 6 custom-built homes today, from 1 to 5 p.m., stop by the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. And tickets are only $30 per person, and you can walk through 6 custom-built homes right here on Daniel Island. Thanks so much, Melissa.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you're listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home, coming to you from the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival going on right now at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. The show today goes until 8 p.m. We have lots and lots of really exciting things going on today. First of all, free admission and free parking for the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. We've got almost 100 local A-list contractors who have literally brought their showrooms right here to Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island and set up. And we've got all these experts here waiting for you to ask them questions and for them to give you expert advice. Today's the show is going on today until 8 p.m. Again, free admission, free parking. It is a rain or shine event, meaning that all of the displays, all of the vendor displays are located on the concourse here at Volvo Car Stadium, and they're protected from the elements. It's nice and shady here, nice and cool. We've got lots of people who are coming and going, and you don't want to miss the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival going on today until 8 o'clock. You know, a lot of times people aren't sure the first step. They know they want to make some changes in their home, but they're not sure what the first step is or who they should talk to. come to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival today, going on until 8 p.m. tonight, and jumpstart your project. All of these, we've got almost 100 A-list local contractors. They're all very eager and motivated to work with you, and so you can definitely, everybody has a project this time of year, and so you can definitely get your project underway. As I mentioned, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour is going on right now until 5 o'clock. We've got Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival going on from until 5 o'clock, and you can stop by. There is a ticket required for that, and for only $25, you get a passport plus a sampling mug, and you get to sample, I think it's close to 20 different local and regional craft beers, and you also get sliders and tacos that are grilled backyard style on big green eggs. They smell delicious, so you definitely want to take advantage of that. Come on by the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival going on today until 8 o'clock. And joining us now is Ryan Butler with Shelter Custom Built Living, one of the custom builders that has a house on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on right now. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Ryan, first of all, thanks so much to you and Shelter Custom Built Living for arranging to have one of your custom built homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today. Let's start things off by having you take a moment and tell everybody about Shelter Custom Built Living.
Well, I started Shelter a little over 4 years ago. We're a custom home builder, specialized strictly in custom homes. We do a few spec homes in the area. We focus mainly on Daniel Island, but we've also have a few projects going in Mount Pleasant and also out on the Barrier Islands, mm-hmm. Isle of Palms and Sullivan's Island.
Very good. And so the home that you have on the tour today, it's located at 1538 Wando View Street on Daniel Island. Tell our listeners about the home that you have on the tour today.
Well, this home, it was a custom home that we finished just at the end of last year. And it's a beautiful setting, a great piece of property backing up to the Wando River. Phenomenal outdoor living spaces with an outdoor kitchen, pool, hot tub, outdoor fireplace, outdoor bathroom. The house is about 5,200 square feet.
It's 5,200?
5,200. Wow. It is more of a contemporary floor plan and style of home, but the owners and the designers did a great job of integrating reclaimed barn wood and some of the low country textures that, make the place look so good. There's a great balance of materials in this house.
Well, that's excellent. So talk about some of the of what they'll find inside, like the white oak stairway and handrail in the entry.
Yeah, the stairway was really fun to work with. We received a photo from the owner. It's a cable rail stair with white oak X pattern throughout the stairway, and took us a lot of time to fabricate it and create it, but it really turned out well. It's mm-hmm. it's certainly a showpiece when you walk in through the front door.
Excellent. And how about the reclaimed barnwood ceiling and the wall detail in the kitchen?
Yeah, we call that the wood waterfall. It's barnwood that starts on the ceiling and cascades down through the back wall behind the range with some shelves in place. So it's really a dramatic feature once you get into the home and into the kitchen area.
And the kitchen countertops, so they're in leathered Grigio Versilla marble. Did I say that right?
I think so. We'll have to look at the designer to explain a little bit more about that. But it's a beautiful piece of stone. It's very unique. Really ties whites and grays and blacks together, and kind of pulls everything, all the colors together in the kitchen. Really sharp.
And that's kind of an option that the some of the countertop companies can provide to create a leathered look on that stone.
Exactly. A lot of the stuff you see can be polished. It could be a matte finish. Now we're starting to see a lot of leathered, which it has a little bit of a texture to it. some undulations across the stone.
Very good. Lots of custom built-ins throughout the house and nice custom closets.
Yes, we did. We my trim carpenter and our team integrated a lot of built-ins throughout the house. Made a lot of the tops of these built-ins are made out of the same material as the hardwood flooring, so it really ties in nice throughout the house.
Very good. There's a custom powder room with wood countertops.
Yes, there is. There this client, we did not select any vanity or pedestal sink or anything like that. Just ordered a sink with a faucet coming out of the wall, and we created the shelves that it sits on and the storage shelf underneath. And it's all out of the same material as the hardwood flooring, which turned out nice.
And you mentioned earlier that a grand outdoor living space with an elevated pool overlooking the Wando River. That's amazing.
It is. The lot certainly lent itself to capture these views. And between the owner and the architect and myself, we really made sure we capitalized on the views. And, mm-hmm. and the outdoor living space is phenomenal.
Well, that's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelter Custom Built Living?
The best way to reach us is our website, which is ShelterCustomBuiltLiving.com. It has our office number, email, contact information on there, links to our house and Facebook account where they could see some of our prior and current work.
And they can certainly stop by Volvo Car Stadium where the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival is going on right now. We still have some tickets on sale for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. The home show is free admission, free parking. The home tour, a $30 ticket is required. We still have a few of those tickets. We're almost out. So if you would like to stop by, the home tour is going on until 5 o'clock today, so you have plenty of time. And you'll be able to walk through the home that we were just talking about and also meet Ryan Butler firsthand and talk with him and see if your personalities match up, because that's very, very important when building a custom home, isn't it, Ryan?
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in communication and being able to trust and work with the people you're surrounded by, and there are a lot of good builders in the area, and it just I think it's important for the clients to mesh with who they're going to be working with for a long time.
Absolutely. Well, Ryan, thanks so much for taking a couple minutes out of your busy schedule today, and I know you want to get back over to 1538 Wando View Street where the tour is going on now. We've been talking with Ryan Butler with Shelter Custom Built Living. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you're listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the road. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival going on right now at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Free admission, free parking for the home show. We've got almost 100 local A-list contractors. They're all eager and motivated to work with you. You know, the market is very busy. These contractors are have a lot of work on their plates, but they have taken time out. They've given up their weekend this weekend to talk with you. And they've brought their showrooms here to Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island and set up their displays. And they're here for you. They want to answer your questions and offer you expert advice and really help you jumpstart your project. We've got lots of really exciting things going on right now, today and tomorrow on Sunday. First of all, show hours today go until 8 p.m. tonight. We've got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which just kicked off at 1 o'clock, and that's going to be going until 5 o'clock. And so if you haven't bought your ticket, if you didn't buy an advance ticket, we still have a few tickets available here at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. They're $30 per person, but you get to walk through 6 custom-built homes here on Daniel Island, and it's very, very easy to drive to each one. And a portion of the proceeds from today's home tour benefit the American Red Cross Lowcountry chapter. So don't want to miss the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. You know, one of the best things about a home tour is that you pick up so many different ideas, and it certainly is valuable to look at shelter magazines to get ideas, but to see these spaces in person and to see all the different products and all of the builders are on hand at these custom homes today, so you can ask them specific questions about how they were able to do particular things and the custom built houses. So it's a great opportunity. 6 custom built homes, only $30 today. We've also got the Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival going on today until 5 o'clock, and a ticket is required for that. It's only $25, and you get to sample close to 20 different local and regional craft beers, and then you also get some tacos and sliders that are grilled backyard style for you right before your eyes here at Volvo Car Stadium on Big Green Eggs. And we've got guest chef grilling demonstrations going on today. But once again, the home show, free admission, free parking. If you only want to come to the home show, you won't have to pay a penny. But we do have some added bonuses going on. As I mentioned, the Craft Beer Festival, for only $25, you get to sample lots and lots of craft beer. And then, of course, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And if you'd like to walk through 6 custom-built homes, you can do that. Ticket is required for that, only $30. And joining us now is Carly Cortez with Charleston Home and Design Magazine for Borrow Building Group, one of the custom builders that has a home on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today. How you doing, Carly?
I'm doing good. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. So, Carly, we've got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on right now, and unfortunately, Byron and Susie Borrow from Borrow Building Group couldn't make it over to Volvo Car Stadium to talk to us. So we asked you to sit in and tell us a little bit about 31 Dalton Street, one of 6 custom built homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on today until 5 o'clock.
Absolutely. 31 Dalton Street is a gorgeous home. For any of you who have seen our most recent spring issue, we have it photographed in there in our Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour little tour guide. It is a beautiful home. The architect on that job was Kenneth Miller Architects, and he just did a fantastic job. The house has all sorts of custom features. The shiplap wall and ceiling treatments throughout, which is one of my new favorite things. Well, it's not so new, but the shiplap trend is really, it's beautiful and I feel like timeless. The heart pine floors.
The shiplap is kind of like, it's like 4 inches wide, mm-hmm. and you can see the gaps between each board. It's usually used on the interior of a home, and we have it in our stairwell, and the nice thing about that is it's really not that much more expensive to put shiplap siding inside your house rather than sheetrock. And we like it in the stairwell because if we're moving any furniture or anything and you bang into it, or if the kids, you know, are running their hands down the walls, it's very easy to clean up because it's got that semi-gloss paint on it.
Absolutely, and it's something, like you said, that used to be behind the walls that now is so popular just using in any application, and it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But the heart pine floors, just all of those, just really gives a lot of character to the homes. You really see the customizations throughout this home. They have a reclaimed wood fireplace, which is, I have to say, when I'm watching all the home and design shows, that's one of my favorite things is the awesome fireplaces that they do. And this house really has a stunning reclaimed wood fireplace. They have custom built-ins in the study and the kids' playroom. Large mudroom with laundry area with quartz countertops, which, you know, don't we all want beautiful countertops even in the mudroom and the laundry area? I know I do for sure. And French doors. I feel like French doors and shiplap is, you had me at, you know, French doors and shiplap.
Right. There's also an upgraded low voltage package, which means that earlier when we were talking to Melissa Wetzel with QEI Security and Technology, they specialize in low voltage technology, which means it's not high voltage. It's not like the electrical outlets, but the being able to have a home theater, for example, or listen to music throughout your house, that uses low voltage technology. What's really cool about that, there's a Tesla charging station. That's very interesting.
Those are super popular in a high-end custom home, and having it, like you said, pre-wired for sound, so you can plug in your iPod or your phone and just listen to out on the back porch if you're having a barbecue, or you can listen throughout if you want ambiance during a party. It's a upgraded feature that you'll find in these luxury homes on our tour.
You know, I think one of the best things about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which, just let me remind our listeners, it's going on right now until 5 o'clock. We still have a few tickets available here at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival at Volvo Car Stadium. And you can stop by here at the home show, and tickets are only $30 per person. There's 6 custom-built homes on the tour, and a portion of the proceeds benefits the American Red Cross Lowcountry chapter. And I think one of the best things about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour is everything is all in one spot. You know, Daniel Island is rather self-contained, and so you know, you'll get in your car, leave Volvo Car Stadium here, and drive to your first home. You'll walk through, and then a couple minutes later, it's just a couple minute drive to your next home. And so it's a great opportunity if anyone is looking to build a custom home, or maybe they might be building it right now, and so they want to make sure that they're making all the right decisions, and maybe they want to get some ideas or inspiration. They can walk through these 6 custom built homes today and get more ideas than they could know what to do with.
And the awesome thing about it is, if you're not good with directions, that's okay. We've got that covered for you too. There is a map, we have signs, we have balloons, so you know where you're going when you're on the tour. But you definitely don't want to miss 31 Dalton Street, Barrow Building Group. They're based out of Sullivan's Island, but they build high-end custom homes all over Charleston. They definitely, if you're looking for a builder, they are a good one to consider.
And special thanks to Byron and Susie Borough of the Borough Building Group. They're at their house right now, 31 Dalton Street, that they built, and talking to people that are walking through the homes on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. So if you want to buy a ticket, we have a few tickets left. They're only $30 per person. Stop by the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival going on right now at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. And one of the other builders that is busy at the
tour.
Well,
before we switch gears, Tim, I just want to mention, if you want to get more information about Barrow Building Group, visit their website at barrowbuildinggroup.com, and their phone number is 843-327-2742.
You're absolutely right. Thank you for mentioning that, Carly. And Barrow is spelled B-A-R-R-O-W.
Yes.
Good deal. Well, one of the other homes that is one of the other 6 homes that are on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today is 165 Brailsford Street here on Daniel Island, and the builder couldn't break away from the home tour to come over here to the home show to talk to us, but Carly's going to tell us a little bit more about 165 Brailsford Street. And who built that house?
This home was built by Lowcountry Premier Custom Homes, and they are right here on Daniel Island. They build gorgeous homes. Like I mentioned before, if you had a chance to see our spring issue that came out, we have a gorgeous photo. This house is one of my favorite colors. It's like that sea salt color, really, really stylish, beautiful home for the Daniel Island area. Gorgeous landscaping. You definitely want to get by this house.
I love the exposed rafter tails.
Oh, I love it.
And the
there's ceiling
metal,
of the porch
roof.
Is oh. It's
oh
gorgeous.
Yeah, the ceiling. It looks like it's kind of like a stained wood porch on the ceiling.
Just those details that you don't find in every home. That's what, you know, these custom homes really show their character with all these little details. And that's the thing about these builders, especially Low Country Premier Custom Homes. I know that attention to detail is one of their, you know, one of their mainstays when it comes to the houses that they built. You know, they go with the extensive trim package with the V-groove and the shiplap and the wainscoting. And they upgrade with the 12-inch wide plank flooring. And, you know, they don't pick the standard things that you're, you know, just pumping out houses. They are really going the extra mile. You know, that front porch, that expansive porch with the outdoor entertainment. It includes, you know, a kitchen and a fireplace out on your porch. I mean, that's who doesn't want that?
Right, right.
You know, it's just spectacular.
Wolf and Sub-Zero Appliances inside 165 Brailsford Street on Daniel Island. There's spectacular views of the seventh.
Yes, that is
green,
the biggest.
The golf course.
Who doesn't want to look off their back porch and see a gorgeous, you know, seventh green of the golf course? It's beautiful.
Right, and you know, our home show is called the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and so this is another one of those houses that has got an amazing outdoor entertainment showcase with, as you mentioned, that includes an outdoor kitchen and an outdoor fireplace.
Which is, if you're looking to do something like that to your home, you got to get over here to the show, to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, because we have the people that you need to talk to make that happen. And you can get it done for this summer and have people over to your brand new outdoor kitchen and enjoy your beautiful fireplace when it starts to, you know, turn fall and get a little bit cool outside. That's what you need, is that fireplace that's right there outside for you to enjoy, keep the bugs away.
You know, and the nice thing about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour happening in conjunction with the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival is you can walk through these beautiful custom-built homes, six homes today on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and then you can come back here to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival and talk to almost 100 local A-list contractors who can make what you just saw a reality. And
absolutely.
So we've got whatever the category of need that you have. Everybody has a project this time of year. So whatever your project is that you have a need for, I'm sure you're going to be able to find the right contractor here at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. Tell everyone how they can reach Low Country Premier Custom Homes.
You can get on their website. It's lowcountrypremiercustomhomes.com, or you can call their office, which it's 843-881-3930, and Cy and Nina and all those wonderful people over there at Low Country Premier Custom Homes will be able to help you out.
Yes, and definitely, once again, I want to thank Cy Goforth with Low Country Premier Custom Homes. I think he is the only builder that's had a house on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour each of the 6 years that we've...
Almost. I think that he is 5 years.
5 years. Five out of the 6 years,
yep.
He's had a custom home. And, you know, that kind of goes to the relationships that Cy Goforth with Low Country Premier Custom Home builds with his customers, because, you know, he, after the house is built, he has to ask the homeowners, would you be willing to open up your house to the public for this home tour? And he has got such a great relationship with his customers who he's built homes for that they want to help him out because he's helped them out so much. And they say, yes, definitely. We would be happy to. We want you to find customers. And that's one of the things about the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. You can meet your next builder on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on right now.
Absolutely. What better way to showcase what you do than to let people walk through the home that you spent months and months building?
Well, very good. Well, I want to thank you, Carly Cortez with Charleston Home and Design Magazine for sitting in for Boro Building Group and also Low Country Premier Custom Homes. Thanks so much, Carly.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you're listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio, coming to you from the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival going on right now at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. We've got lots of exciting things happening today and tomorrow. Show hours today go until 8 o'clock, and then show hours on Sunday are 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., free admission, free parking for the home show. And then we've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour going on right now until 5 o'clock. We still have a few tickets. You can stop by the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, the headquarters for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and buy a ticket. They're only $30 per person. You get to walk through six custom-built homes, and a portion of the proceeds benefits Lowcountry, the American Red Cross Lowcountry chapter. We've got Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival going on right now. So it's kind of two festivals in one. We've got the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, and then we also have the Crafts on the Courts Craft Beer Festival going on right now. So for the home show is free admission, free parking. If you'd like to participate and try almost 20 craft beers, local and regional craft beers, all you have to do is buy a ticket for $25, and you get to sample about 20 different craft beers, and you also get sliders and tacos that are grilled right before your eyes on big green eggs out here at Volvo Car Stadium. I haven't mentioned this yet, but after the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour wraps up at 5 o'clock today, we're inviting everyone to come to the home show happy hour happening today from 5 until 8 p.m. And again, free admission, free parking. If you'd like to buy a wristband that entitles you to beer and wine, that's only $5. So come by the home show happy hour today from 5 until 8. And you'll definitely want to register to win the $20,000 backyard makeover that someone local will win this weekend. We're giving that $20,000 backyard makeover away this weekend to someone local here at the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival. And joining us now is Bill Paysant with the Nautilus Company, one of the custom builders that has a house on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing well, Tim. Thanks for having me here.
Sure. Bill, take a moment and tell everybody about Nautilus Company.
Nautilus, we're a custom home builder, and obviously we've got a house on the tour here today. We build here locally on the island, and also east of the Cooper, Mount Pleasant, Sullivan's Island, Isle of Palms is kind of our region. And we also have a home management division where we watch after primary and secondary homes and do preventative maintenance for people.
That's great. That's great. And there certainly are a lot of second homeowners here in the Charleston area. So
there are, and even really here on Daniel Island, most of the homes we've built here are at least start as second homes and oftentimes end up as retirement homes, but often when we start, it is a second home.
Very good, very good. Well, Bill, I know you're busy, so thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes to talk with us. You've got one of the homes on the tour, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, going on right now until 5 o'clock. It just started at 1 o'clock. The doors opened to 405 LeCesne Street. Am I saying that right?
LeCesne Street.
LeCesne Street. Okay. All right. Very good. 405 LeCesne Street here on Daniel Island. Tell our listeners about what they will see when they walk inside 405 LeCesne Street.
Well, we're excited to have this house on the tour. We've done the tour a few years in the past. This house, we have a wonderful client who came in early, wanted to design and build a custom home here on the island. We partnered up with Cobb Architecture to design this house. And there's a lot of really unique features in the home that I'm excited to show people today. It's a shingle-style home, has a lot of New England flair to it, which is where the clients are from, but a lot of unique designs. For instance, as you walk up, you'll see the shingles on the outside of the house. Most people are probably going to have to go up and touch them before they figure out they're not real. And even at that point,
these are like shake style.
They're shake
shingles?
Style shingles, but they're a composite by New Cedar.
Oh, nice!
Really, really neat looking shingle that's going to hold up really well here in the Lowcountry.
So it looks just like a shake shingle, but without the maintenance involved.
You got it.
Interesting.
You got it. And even, you know, the brick foundation around the house is a unique style as well. Although, I mean, you see it here and there, but one of the things that Cobb did a great job with is making it look like an old downtown house. You'll see that the band around the house and the porch beam and everything are actually over the top of the brick as an old historic house would be. So the architectural design in here and the execution we thought was fantastic.
Nice, nice. And, you know, that's the thing. There are several homes, including the home built by Nautilus Company, that have been designed by architects. And I guess I'm biased. We used an architect when we built our house, and there's just something extra that you get when an architect designs a custom-built house.
I agree. You know, and there's everything that they put down on paper, and whether it's a certain type of symmetry or a detail like this where they're really trying to capture something that's historic and looks authentic, you know, sometimes those things can be overlooked if you don't use an architect. But really, even when you come inside this house, they also designed the interior architecture, the trim work throughout the house. Makes it a lot easier on us to have all that stuff on paper, go through it with the client on paper, and hammer out a bunch of these ideas so that when we go to build it, it's pretty seamless. We know what we're doing. It all goes together faster, and client knows what to expect, which is nice.
And as someone who has worked with an architect, I have to say, not a week passes that I don't sort of, in the back of my mind, secretly kind of thank myself for having an architect involved, because we wouldn't have gotten the house that we built without that architect. But when it comes to the execution and the construction of that house, you definitely are going to want a quality custom home builder like Nautilus Company. And so Nautilus Company, you folks build custom homes, and then do you do any remodeling work as well?
We do. Historically, it's been about 50-50.
Uh-huh.
You know, we do additions, renovations, and, of course, on our other division, we do a lot of maintenance work as well. So we're really trying to capture and handle anything for anybody, from big to small, and make sure that we're there years to come down the road. Whether it's maintenance or, you know, things happen. We try to make sure things don't happen, but if something does go wrong, we're there for people and make sure we fix it and correct it. And
what are some of the other favorite details of 405 LaSane Street, that the home that Nautilus Company has on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today? What about the extravagant master suite with a coffee bar and dual closets and a fireplace inside the master suite, a sun deck and a large master bath?
Yeah, it's a great spot for these clients. It's on the second floor, which sometimes is a little unique, but there is an elevator in the house, so they decided to do the second floor master. But yeah, you walk in, you kind of walk into this suite. They wanted to have a coffee bar because they were up on the second floor, so that they could get ready and have their coffee and have this little sun deck they could go and sit out on and enjoy it in the morning. And I think maybe this is a little bit of their New England flair. That fireplace in the master was something that was really important to them.
Sure. And there's a heated built-in pool with a spa and an outdoor shower outside?
That's right. Out in the backyard, it's an in-ground pool deck. And you'll see if you come to the tour today and check it out. What's kind of neat about this house, since it's elevated and with all the brickwork around it, is that you kind of flow from underneath the back porch out onto this pool. So the pool's out in the sun, but you have this nice, quaint little almost carriage house area underneath the house that's shaded.
Beautiful.
So it's a really great spot to sit and overlook the golf course.
Beautiful. Well, you don't want to miss this opportunity. Six custom-built homes today on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. These are all private residences that are opening their doors to the public today. Come to the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival here at Volvo Car Stadium. We have a few tickets left for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. They're $30 per person, and you get to walk through six custom-built homes. Bill, how can folks get more information about Nautilus Company?
Well, if you come on the tour, we'll have plenty of information for you at the house today. Of course, you can always look us up online at nautilusco.com or give us a call at 843-647-6224.
And that website again?
It's nautilusco.com, nautilusco.com.
Got it. Very good. Well, thanks so much to Bill Paisant for taking a couple of minutes to come on over here to Volvo Car Stadium, where the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival is going on. I know you've got to get back over to your house to meet and greet all the people that are walking through 405 LaSane Street. Thanks so much, Bill. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you're listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, going on right now at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. And today, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, we've got free admission, free parking. It's rain or shine. We've got almost 100 A-list local contractors that are all eager and motivated to work with you that have literally moved their showrooms here to Volvo Car Stadium and set up, and they're here for you. They've given up their weekend so that they can talk with you and about whatever project you have. And everybody has a project this time of year for sure. And going on right now, we've also got the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And that just kicked off at 1 o'clock, and it goes until 5 o'clock today. And there are six custom-built homes on the tour. We still have a few tickets left. They're only $30, and you can stop by Volvo Car Stadium, and we'll give you a ticket there, and a portion of the proceeds benefits American Red Cross Lowcountry Chapter. And joining us now is Lee Blackman with Southeastern Custom Homes, who has two custom homes on the tour today. How are you doing, Lee?
Doing well. Thanks for having us over here today.
Sure, sure. I know you're busy, and thanks so much for taking a couple minutes out of the day to come back over here to Volvo Car Stadium to break away from the two homes that you have on the tour. Let's just start off by having you take a moment and tell everybody about Southeastern Custom Homes.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Southeastern Custom Homes is a design-build company. We work with clients closely. We're a small firm. We pride ourselves in high-quality, well-executed homes, working within our clients' budget. That's always a major concern as we move into these homes. There's a lot of wants, a lot of needs, and we do the best we can to really define what our clients need, what is required, make sure those are included, and then have fun building the building process. We love what we do. You know, I'd like to say I would be out fishing today or doing something fun, but I don't make much at that. But I really enjoy building homes and working with clients. The relationships that we've forged over the years just continue. We're fortunate to have repeat clients working with us. The two homes we have today are both unique homes, different. One is 282 Furman Farm. That house, we own the lot. It was a design with Daryl Cobb Architects. We were able to really put some touches that I personally have enjoyed doing over the years, whether it's reclaimed wood, cable railing. It's kind of a transitional style that has some modern touches in the home. Outdoor living space is beautiful with an elevated pool and fireplace. So it's a great house. And
mahogany doors throughout?
Mahogany entry door. Anderson windows, a big 16-foot slider on the back of the house. So people can see how some of these products are put into the homes. Energy efficiency, you can look at the Renai water heaters or the foam insulation. There's a lot of things in the house that you can look and get firsthand experience if you're thinking of building or you're renovating, and there's great opportunity in our home and others to get great ideas.
11-foot ceilings on the first floor. That's just that is old Charleston right there.
It is. You know, the house is a traditional home. It was first designed by Cobb Architects for, I think, an Ion project years ago, and I've always loved the house, so we just had them redesign and really fit this to our liking, and then we've added our touches along the way.
That's always impressive. I there's just something about those tall ceilings, and I know back in the olden days they did that to allow for the, because there was no air conditioning, allow the heat to rise.
Right. So we've got transom windows that kind of match that on the first floor. 8-foot doors all the way through the house. 7-inch oak flooring throughout the house. Beautiful trim work, shiplap ceilings, reclaimed walls, as we mentioned earlier. Beautiful kitchen, advanced kitchen and design. Just a wonderful house and lives well.
That's amazing. And, Lee, let's talk about the second home that you have on the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. There's 6 custom-built homes that people can walk through today, and Southeastern Custom Homes, we're very grateful to them to have 2 of the homes on the tour today. Talk about 363 LaSane Street.
363 LaSane, interesting how that one started. We have a client that was living next to a build we did a couple years ago, and sometimes those aren't always a good experience, but they liked what we did. We forged a relationship. When they were ready to build a new home on Daniel Island, they did not call anybody but us. Mm. They let us know they bought the lot. We paired them with an architect. This was a design build. Architect client meetings in our office weekly. We help design this house. It's very unique in that it's in a V-zone, which is a very difficult build. Full brick home.
That's so high wind,
volatile. So there's some limitations in what you can do. So we brought in early on the engineering firm and the architect and the owner to decide what we could and could not do to give them this traditional Charleston style home, all brick, beautiful staircase, a lot of details, impact windows. The house is an amazing home, full of trim. Took us Jason Howell with Howell Style and Trim, worked with us to do the interior trim. It's just amazing, the quality and the products that are in this house. The clients are wonderful people, and again, another relationship that will continue on beyond this project.
Well, and it definitely a lot of credit to Southeastern Custom Homes. Usually when a homeowner finishes construction of a custom home, they're so tired out, they just want to, you know, live in it. And for you must have an incredible relationship with these homeowners for them to agree to open up their house to the public today. And you know, that means that you have a very special relationship. You must have they must have felt like you did a lot of extra things for them, and this is a way for them to kind of give back to you, because the reality is some of the folks that are walking through the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour today, they will be meeting their next builder. They are getting ready to build a home, or they have a custom-built home that's on their minds for the future. And what a great opportunity to meet you, Lee, and your staff, and really get a sense of how your personalities match up with with the homeowner and vice versa.
Yeah, exactly, Tim. It's it doesn't always work out that way. We certainly are not perfect, and we try. At the end of the day, we are very honest and do the best we can. As I said, we're not perfect, but we really try hard to meet and exceed our customers' expectations. And this particular client, they're so proud of their home. You know, they want to show it off. They want us to have it. When we featured another home in a magazine, they were a little upset. Hey, why wasn't ours in?
Right.
It's coming. So we are in a great position. We have several clients that would love to open up their house. And if you see something you like and you want to connect with us, we have several homes on the island that we could schedule a private tour of to get more information and look at these other homes.
Well, how can folks get in touch with Southeastern Custom Homes?
Southeastern Custom Homes, you can reach us at southeasterncustomhomes.com. You can reach me directly, Lee Blackman, at 843-200-0261. And our office is located on Daniel Island, just across from the Daniel Island Grill. So we're easy to find, very accessible. We live here on the island, and are available anytime that somebody would like to sit down and chat about new construction, renovations.
And you can come and meet Lee today. I know you need to rush back to the two homes that you have on the tour. You can meet Lee today at 363 LaSane Street and talk with him and ask him lots of questions. What, you know, there's nothing, no substitute for being able to walk through a home and be able to look at all of these eye-catching details. And some of them are very subtle, and you sometimes you look in a magazine and you wonder about this. Well, you're going to be able to ask the builder directly about these details today. The Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour goes on until 5 o'clock today, so you have plenty of time. We only have a handful of tickets left, so come on by the Daniel Island or the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival on Daniel Island at Volvo Cars Stadium. Thanks so much, Lee.
Thank you for having me, and we'll see you guys around.
I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do. I said a home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.